Welcome to another 2-Minute Finance for Expats. This guide comes to you with the help of our friends at Esquire Group International Tax Advisory. Our topic today is the QEF election. Like most things tax, a QEF election doesn't sound particularly fun or interesting. You're right, it's not. But making the election can save you tax dollars, which then really can be used for something fun or interesting. QEF stands for Qualified Electing Fund, which is an election that can be made with respect to a passive foreign investment company, or PFIC for short. A PFIC is a non-US investment fund, like a mutual fund, hedge fund, or ETF. For more information on PFICs, listen to our 2-Minute Finance for Expats on PFICs. In short, however, PFICs are generally taxed very unfavorably by the US. In fact, they're taxed so harshly that any gain from the sale of a PFIC is often wiped out by the tax. For this reason, US taxpayers often avoid investing in PFICs. Making a QEF election, however, can ease the tax burden when a PFIC is sold for gain, thereby making a PFIC more attractive as an investment. If you make a QEF election with respect to a PFIC, you'll be required to report and pay tax on your pro rata share of the PFIC's ordinary earnings and net capital gain each year, regardless of whether or not such amounts were actually distributed to you. I know, paying tax on income you didn't receive doesn't sound very attractive, but it has its benefits. The first benefit is that any future gain from the sale of the PFIC will qualify for capital gain treatment rather than the default punitive PFIC tax regime. The second benefit is that the actual distributions from the PFIC are generally tax-free because you would have already included an income and paid tax on your pro rata share of PFIC income in prior years. You can make a QEF election on a timely filed form 8621. Note, however, that you can't make a QEF election with respect to every PFIC. Only PFICs that issue an annual information statement that includes per unit information regarding ordinary income and capital gains that should be reported on your tax return, along with the amount of any distributions qualifying for the QEF election. There are some tax elections that can be made to lessen the tax burden of owning PFICs. Please listen to our 2-minute guide on PFIC elections to find out more. Thanks for listening. And remember, we're expats too.